This is Dateline Washington on the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. Although it was overshadowed by the ongoing scandal involving Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich, as well as the congressional debate on an auto industry bailout, it appears as though President-elect Barack Obama has selected the top members of his energy team. That includes Stephen Chu, the Nobel Prize winner in physics, as the upcoming Secretary of Energy pending Senate confirmation, Lisa Jackson as the next head of the Environmental Protection Agency, and a former EPA Administrator Carol Browner as the new energy czar, reporting directly to the new president. With me now to talk about these names and what it suggests about the Obama energy agenda is Dan Kish, Senior Vice President of Policy at the Institute for Energy Research. And Dan, thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me, Greg.
What do you know about these names? Which track record do they bring to the job?
They're a mixed group. I think Stephen Chu, as Secretary of Energy, is a coup for the Obama administration. He's certainly an intellectual of the first order in physics, and that may be very helpful at the Department of Energy, since over half of its budget deals with nuclear weapons. The appointment of Lisa Jackson to CEQ, that's been back and forth between she from New Jersey and a similar position held by someone in California. And but the real interesting one, the one that kind of gives us the sign of where the Obama administration is headed, is Carol Browner, who assumes what may very well turn out to be the most important position of this administration, and that is the person directly reporting to the president. And that tells us that he is aiming to restructure the economy as it relates to energy, and if you're a consumer of energy in this country, you better grab your wallet.
Dan, Carol Browner served in the Clinton administration as EPA administrator. What about her time there suggests what she would pursue strongly in her new job?
Ms. Browner pursued a number of regulatory efforts, which ultimately led to increases in the price of energy. They led to changes in the law that weren't contemplated by the, for example, in the Clean Air Act. Chairman Dingell of the Energy and Commerce Committee, who was the author of that legislation and of the same party as Ms. Browner, actually had problems with her at the time for changing the rules as he wrote them in the law regarding power plants and manufacturing plants and that sort of thing, because he thought that it would hurt that manufacturing base in the United States. She was very strong, strongly regulatory, basically rejected any kind of cost-benefit analysis relating to energy versus jobs and that sort of thing.
We're talking with Dan Kish of the Institute for Energy Research. And Dan, we've heard so many Obama appointees already, even without really any direct involvement in the energy issue, like Secretary of State, Secretary of Commerce, talk about how climate change is one of the pivotal issues, in their opinion, for the upcoming 4 years, and they hope 8 years. What's your sense of the agenda they would pursue in order to enact some sort of climate change agenda?
Well, there are two routes for them. One is regulatory, and they can do a lot through just without laws, just using existing authorities and changing the way they're interpreted to get outside to reach their ends. And then there is the other approach, which is to propose legislation and let the elected representatives work their will through Congress and make those changes as they see fit. And I think it'll probably be an attempt to do both. The regulatory background of Ms. Browner is, as I indicated, very strong. And the reason this is so important, Greg, is because energy is so central to everything that happens in a modern society. It's really the basis of our quality of life. And to the extent that its price or reliability change, it will have dramatic effects on the quality of life of the U.S. population going forward, and our ability to compete. If we make energy more expensive in this country than it is in other countries, it will hurt our ability to compete with those other countries doing the things that we do that make the world go round.
About 60 seconds left here, Dan, and I know you're concerned about the energy agenda that could be coming from this new administration. Obviously, they're not going to come out to the podium and say, here's what we're going to do to really hurt the economy. So what would be some code words or ideas that they could come out with early in the administration that we should be wary of?
Green jobs seems to be one that leaps to mind. Everyone likes the idea. The thing about green jobs is that if they're compelled by the government or if they're subsidized by the government, it means they don't make economic sense in the real world. Think about it. If the government tells you you must buy something, as opposed to you have the right as a free American to choose what you want to buy, they wouldn't be doing that unless they wanted to exert control over your life. And energy is a great way to control indirectly everything that happens. It is giving the government the power over everyone's energy use is, in essence, giving them power over your life.
Dan, unfortunately, that'll have to be the last word. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you, Greg.
Dan Kish, Senior Vice President of Policy for the Institute for Energy Research. This is Dateline Washington.